Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. Just now in the Fajr Salah, our respected Imam, he recited few verses from the 18 juz of the Quran Kareem. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Allahu nurus samawati wal ard. Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala is the nur, is the light of the sky and the earth. Ay, munawwiru samawati wal ard. The Almighty Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, He brightens the sky, He brightens the earth. Mathalu nurihi kamishkatin fiha misbah. Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala gives a parable, an explanation of the light of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala just for our understanding and comprehension. And he gives an example of a dark room. And in the dark room, in one wall, there's a niche. So there's the darkness of the room, and then there's the darkness of the niche. And in such a niche, there is a lamp, a lantern kept there. And Allah gives three descriptions of that particular lantern. One is that the glass of it, it is like a very bright star. A lamp, a lantern, and around it, there is a glass. And that glass is like a bright star. That lamp is burning with olive oil that is so pure, that had you not lit that olive oil, then that olive oil itself would have given a natural light. And imagine when you lit it, then that light that is coming out through that glass, that is like a bright star. Imagine the brightness that comes into that room and into that area. So Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala explains, He says, Nurun ala nur. Nur upon nur, light upon light. And after having explained this, Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala says, Fi buyutin azinallahu an turfa'a fi hasmu. That what there in the houses of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, there are people that take the name of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala, yusabbihu fiha bil huduwi wal asal. They praise Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala in the morning and in the evenings. And then Allah speaks about some very special people. رِجَالُ لَا تُلْهِيهِمْ تِجَارَةُ وَلَا بَيْعٌ عَنْ ذِكْرِ اللَّهِ وَإِقَامِ الصَّلَاةِ. There are certain people that they engage in the worldly activities. They in the trade, they are in the business. But their mundane and worldly activities does not make them unmindful of the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. يَخَافُونَ يَوْمًا تَتَقَلَّبُ فِيهِ الْقُلُوبُ وَالْأَبْصَارِ. They're there in the business, they're behind the till. They're dealing with customers. But their hearts are worried about the day of Qiyamah, what's going to happen on the day of Qiyamah. And this is the effect of zikr. There are three things that Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala speak about that lantern. One is the oil. One is that glass that is like a bright star, and one that the light that comes out of it. And each one of those three, it's an expression of something. The first is, when Allah gives tawfiq to someone to make the zikr, that is like that olive oil. And then, when the person makes the zikr, it is like that fire, that light that comes out of it. And that light that comes out through that lamp and how it brightens the entire area, this is the effect of the zikr that a person makes that guides him in every aspect of his life. So Allah grant us tawfiq, Allah grant us hidayat. We want the real nur, that light to come. Allah says, يَهْدِ اللَّهُ لِنُورِهِ مَنْ يَشَىٰ. This particular light, this nur, Allah guides people to whoever He wants to. May Allah make us among those chosen people that make the zikr of Allah Tabarak wa Ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, مَفَاتِيحُ الْجَنَّةِ شَهَادَةُ اللَّهِ إِلَهَ إِلَّا اللَّهِ. The keys of Jannah. When we go to Jannah, we're asking for Jannah. How do you go to Jannah? You can't go to any palace without a key. So we want to go into Jannah, the key to the palace of Jannah is La ilaha illallah. Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, he once told to his people that the scale on the day of Qiyamah of the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be very weighty. And the reason why it will be weighty is the Ummah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam been told to say La ilaha illallah, they said it. And this is something that was told to previous Ummah, they did not do. And because we say La ilaha illallah, the barakat of that is that our scales on the day of Qiyamah will be very, very heavy. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentioned that in front of the arsh of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala there is a pillar of light. When a person makes zikr with La ilaha illallah, that pillar in front of the arsh, pillar of light, shakes. So Allah instructs that pillar, uskun. What are you shaking for? Calm down. The pillar will say, oh Allah, how can I calm down until I don't have guarantee that the person that have recited the La ilaha illallah is not forgiven. So Allah tabarak wa ta'ala will tell the pillar of light, bear witness, I have forgiven that person. This is so much of fadail, so much of virtues for a person making the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. In one hadith, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam reported to have mentioned, alaykum bila ilaha illallah wal istighfar. Hold firm to making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah and making istighfar. Shaitan commented that I have destroyed the people by making them commit sins. But the people destroyed me, wa ahlakuni, and the people have destroyed me by saying La ilaha illallah. So I destroyed the people by committing sins, but they in turn destroyed me by saying, making the dhikr of La ilaha illallah. So Allah grant us tawfiq, Allah grant us hidayat to make the dhikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That dhikr of Allah is something that brings about a shine in the lives of the people. And this is what our akabirin used to say. Some of them even used to say that the passion in life is to make zikr. Teri zikr, meri zindagi. Teri zikr, meri zindagi. Tera bhulna, meri maut. That, oh Allah, making a zikr, that's my life. In other words, if I have to live for anything, it is to make a zikr. And to forget you, tera bhulna, meri maut. I forget you, Allah, that's my death. I'd rather die than not making a zikr. Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat to make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala every day in the morning, evening, take out time. See, Allah said in the Quran al-Kareem, يُسَبِّحُ فِيهَا بِالْغُدُوِّ وَالْآصَالِ. Talking about special people. There are those people that take out time in the morning, evening, they make the zikr of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. What is the normal askars? That when you enter the masjid, come out from the masjid, sit in the car, anything you do, these are normal askar. And one is specialized zikr, sitting in one place, completely devoted and attaching your health and your heart to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. That is a special zikr. You did it specifically with the intention to connect with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah grant us tawfiq and hidayat. We take our time every morning, few minutes, 15 minutes, 10 minutes, and make specialized zikr to connect with Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Allah grant us tawfiq.